mine grow like when they get super, super long. They're like talons.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Yeah, lip gloss. Are you still wearing your lip gloss? I see your friend's back. Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes, my friend, he, well...
Your face they, friend.
That just My face friend. Hasn't quite gotten the memo that it's time to, the party's over. Time to go. Bye. They're like the house guest. It's like, you know what? I think I'm gonna cancel my flight and stay a couple more days. You're like, I don't remember asking you to.
Yeah. We do have a couple names that some people messaged us on our Facebook page, Big Party Show. You guys all should be loving that, by the way, and following that. Pimple Pete.
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
Seems kind of mean though, because my husband's name's Peter. So,
because someone actually said Peter.
Yeah.
Also, then we have Lisa Pearl Pustul. Pearl Pustul. Oh. What does that mean? What is a pustul?
Pustulous.
Pustul. Okay, if there's the pus in there,
there's
okay.
Like yeah, there's gross. The pus. Disgusting.
Lisa.
We got Cam who weighed in with Poppy and Priscilla. I personally kind of like Priscilla. I think it adds a little sort of something special.
I think it does. And it is on your face, a giant, it's like a witch mode. Like, you know, witches have giant warts, but that is that big.
Loving this. You're just, you are loving this. I swear to God, this is probably like you have some sort of voodoo doll at your house. You're like, give her another zit and make it stay forever.
You come over here and all of a sudden, that voodoo is life size, by the way, which is creepy. And it's a blow up.
It's one of those like body pillows.
Yeah.
Marlene's like, why do we have a body pillow of Molly at the house? You're like, don't worry about it.
Let's throw out Amsterdam Flop and Kebab. They're sponsoring the show. Thanks to those guys. If you want to make an order, you can always do it online. It's 402-504-3223. That's the phone number. She's got another shirt. Also online, eatafkdundee.com. I actually went there and ate yesterday.
Oh,
I had a falafel. It brought back so many memories. It's in Dundee, 15th in Underwood. I live out west a little bit, so I'm not out there as often, even though I still have family there, which says a lot about me and my family. But anyway, So anyway, I went there. I got the fries, the curry fries, and I also got a kebab, and it just took me back to so many memories with each bite. It's fantastic how all that mixture of stuff tastes so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Go head over there and grab lunch or grab something to go. Also they cater as well. It's so good. I tried to get a couple t-shirts, but I couldn't see any t-shirts. Marlene,
I don't know if they might not have them out yet. Summer's usually when they do it. So it's eatafkdundee.com. Mm-hmm. You can order online and go ahead and pick up, or you can even call and order ahead. 402-504-3223.
It's worth it. It's really
so
is.
So good.
Yeah.
I can't wait. T-.
Yeah, because I grabbed it to go, and I had Wylene's car. And so all the way home, I drove back, and I realized I'm eating all the fries. The fries didn't even make it home, by the way. And I realized the whole 4Runner smells like curry and kebab, which is fine with me. Make an air freshener. I don't care. I'll use it. But I don't know how she feels about it. But well, she's the one that wanted the t-shirts because you know what she said to me? She said, get a t-shirt because, and she said, get a couple t-shirts, Sugar Baby. I said, what?
She's like, oh, she goes, to the show.
She did actually. She goes, Sugar Mama, I'm Sugar Mama, and you are the Sugar Baby.
Sugar Baby.
Uh-huh.
It's candy. It's a
style. Yeah. So anyway. Go ahead and do so. All right, so we had a big giant storm last night. I'm sad because I'm missing something. I can't even believe it. Cam, can you hit V1? This is missing, so if anyone sees this, please return it. Please return it.
Your absence lingers like rain in the air. I look for you, but nowhere there. Echoes of laughter fade into nights.
so sad.
Memories linger
under the street light. Gone.
It's gone. It's a stick of butter.
Did it melt?
No, that's not a real stick. It's a blow up in the pool.
People, I know what it is, you dumb dumb.
Go to the YouTube or that one network and watch it. Or you can, I'll post it on our Facebook page as well.
It's not a real stick of butter. Oh, really?
Pat Safford gifted me that. And
that's
Wiley
a cool gift.
Woke me up at 3 a.m. and said, oh my God, the stick of butter is gone. I'm like, no, it's not. I saw it floating around. I even shot him a photo. It was floating around in a storm. And then I sure enough went out there and it's gone. Long gone. So it blew away. Out.
Somebody's,
blew
I
away.
Mean, that's not something that goes without notice. I mean, somebody's looking in their backyard today and it's like, there's a stick of butter in our backyard. Someone in your neighborhood has it.
Yeah, someone needs to return it. Oh, they do. The winds were so bad. God knows where it's at. I back up to L, so it could have blown over on L Street. Could have blown anywhere, but it's a big old stick of butter. So if you know, reach out to us, bpscrasher@gmail.com or text us at 402-915-0962. Someone messaged about your colors.
I did them.
Did
I have an update.
How did you do? Did you do them to the GPT like she had said?
I did do it through Chat GPT, and I'm curious to see how accurate. Yeah, they didn't leave their name, but I saw that they sent us a message. And so thank you, because I never would have thought to use Chat GPT for that. And now they probably have my face and they can recreate me in some lab somewhere.
So explain how that works on, because basically you want colors so you know what kind of colors you can wear that look good on you.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and it costs a lot, and Sugar Daddy Peter won't let you do it because it's too much money and not worth it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think if
you found the end around. So how did it work?
So I found the end around. Apparently, so it comes in four seasons. Either you're a winter, spring, summer, or fall.
Okay.
And I apparently am a soft autumn.
Oh.
Based on my coloring. So I had to upload a photo of myself in natural light, and it was terrifying because I still have this thing on my face.
I was gonna say because of
so I don't know if it's my colors or my face friend's colors, but I'll have to redo them after I have my little visitor finally pack up and go.
Gross. Yeah.
But they're saying based on my coloring characteristics, they break it all down and they say the best color season for me is soft autumn. So this palette blends warm and muted tones, which is really funny because they say avoid true black.
That's what you always wear.
Always. Always.
Okay.
Always.
You're black now. Okay. All right.
No, this is gray.
Oh, okay. All
it
right.
It looks black, but I mean, it's gray. So they said cool, icy pastels or neon brights. Again, shouldn't have them. They clash with my warmth. But it's interesting because they break it all down. Like they're like, okay, based on your skin tone and your eye color. I mean, Chat GPT goes into all of it. And then they ask you like, hey, do you want us to create a palette for you? And so they did.
With your face, with your head in the thing?
No, it's like they come out with, it's basically like this.
Okay, it's a bunch of colors.
It's
swatches.
A bunch of colors,
okay.
Like swatches right. That I could take to the store.
Oh, by the way, you just showed that. It looks good with your freaky friend, your face friend.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping that my face friend is also a soft autumn. I mean, it would be really bad if they were like a harsh winter because then we would be dressing for two. We dressing at cross purposes. I'm excited. I'm excited to see if like I'm going to try it again. I mean, I just did it really quick because I got that message and I was just like, OK, I'll throw it up on ChatGPT and see. And so but I'll do a little bit more of a thorough investigation, but it seems right that I'm soft autumn.
Okay.
The stuff that they were recommending that I do.
Guys don't even think about that stuff. At least straight guys don't. Maybe some straight guys do. I don't know.
They do. Guys care about that stuff. Sure. Power suits and stuff like that. You don't think that guys are going in for executives and getting their colors done? Absolutely.
I never thought of that. Then what does Peter's hang up then? Why doesn't he? I'm sure.
Peter just likes what he likes.
Okay.
There are colors that Peter likes. Peter surprises me. I mean, he'll wear pink. He's not afraid of. I mean,
I think
not
real men wear
that's...
pink. I can't wear pink.
Why? It clashes with the big red face you've got. They're like, I can't tell. He's got that huge red head. And then he wears pink and it's just like an entire eraser.
dare you?
I dare. I so dare. No, so I think lots of guys get it done. I think that that's definitely something if you, I mean, if you're wearing suits and that's like your statement piece, I would definitely think that would be something that you'd want to do.
Okay. I feel like I look like an eraser now, but damn it.
No, because you're wearing green.
And a matching green. That's one thing I don't like when it comes to anything. It's and that's the one rule I have when dressing, because I always forget. I don't really look at what I'm wearing.
Okay.
So sometimes I'll put on like these blue shorts, and then I'll put on a blue shirt, mm-hmm. and I get and I'll go around walking, and finally I'll tell my name. I'm like, why didn't you tell me I look like a blueberry? You can't let me look like a blueberry.
Man.
So I'll wear red and red, and it even looks more weird. But what I want is these jumper things. Have you seen those? It's like it's almost like this thin fabric, and it's a button up short sleeve, and they got matching shorts. It's almost like it's a sweatpants material,
like a terry cloth. Like, are you yes. talking about like a Ken doll outfit? That is exactly what that is. That is like 1970s. You don't have to really? Think about what you wear. Yeah, like you're gonna be like in towel material. Yeah. Like, it's so great. Some of them come with zippers. Like,
I totally want that. It's the trend, I'm telling you.
It's the give-up look. It is not a trend.
No, it's a good-looking. Google it. My brother-in-law wore it to the pool, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God, that's a slick look. I went to Mason's reception, and Matt and a couple other people were wearing them as well. Maybe you don't know what I'm thinking it is.
Is it a one piece or two piece?
No, it's a two piece. It's a matching two piece. So it's like some people were wearing it with an open and a wife beater underneath, which probably isn't PC to say these days, but it uh-huh. is. Yeah. It
You've
does
get
remind
a
me of
this.
Ken.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, you just basically talked about like the Barbie movie and like when all the Kens were hanging out at the beach, that's like the stuff that they were wearing.
All right, I'm going to look that up as you tell me more stories.
I think that's what I think of when you say that. I don't know people who wear those outfits. Maybe it's your friend group.
What does that mean?
Cam, do you have a friend group that wears Ken doll outfits with tank tops underneath?
Oh, my God. No, I want to buy Ken. I want to buy Cam one. Cam, by the way, has a giant beard.
I love it.
I'd look perfect.
You would look like a weirdo. You'd look like a bad wizard. Hello! Come this way! They're like, oh, that guy's got a creepy van for sure.
Hey, Gracie, make sure we get a photo of Cam put in here during this podcast. I'm sorry that you
gotta
would look
see
like
Cam.
A creepy wizard. I think it'd be a cool-looking wizard. Actually.
Cam doesn't look like a creepy wizard. I said you would look like a creepy wizard. You,
I'm looking out
Cam
on Cam.
Understood
yeah,
that I was
okay.
saying I like how Cam looks. You suddenly get one, and all of a sudden it's like,
oh
ruined.
Come on! I would not look like a creepy wizard.
Creepy wizard.
Even though that would be a good look, that just add to my attire. I mean, look what I got. I've got a chef's shirt. I'm not a chef.
Stolen valor.
I've got every outfit.
You like to pose as something. Uh-huh.
It's because I've never done anything else but this.
And there's no uniform for doing
no.
what we do.
No, there's no uniform. So that's why it's
I mean, I guess the uniform would be like free t-shirt from dry cleaning place that also sponsored whatever charity drive we did. I mean, that would be the extent of what we have. Are you going down the rabbit hole in real time to try to find this outfit?
I'm going to, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm closing my eyes and imagining Cam in this outfit. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Keep Cam's body out of your head. Cam, I'm going to stand up for you. I will not let him be. What is it?
Let's tell everybody who Cam is. Cam's our super producer, too. We got Cam and Gracie, but Cam's going to be stepping in and dealing with all this magic.
Yes, this and apparently be show. Objectified yeah. by the male. I mean, who knew that you could get male-on-male objectification? Party's an equal opportunity creep.
Yes,
he's like, it doesn't matter. It's all a power struggle to me. I just want you to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you where you fall, where you shake
where
out.
You fall. Hey, I've been nice to Gracie. I haven't been overly overly creepy to Super Gracie. No, I haven't.
And yet she's pivoting.
Like she's moving on.
And yet she has requested.
Probably because she wanted me to be creepy. She probably knows I'm creepy, dude, and she wanted me to be creepy, but I wasn't creepy. So she's like,
I don't understand. He hits on everyone. Why doesn't he hit on me? You're like, God, take the compliment and run, Grace.
She is running.
Yes. Take me with you.
I've never been creepy towards you.
Never. Never.
No.
Never. Though
no
I have
way.
Had people
That'd
be
like
creepy
towards
me.
My sister.
I know. I know. We've never been creepy towards each other. There's a whole new, being a woman and having a guy creep on you is probably one of the most uncomfortable things.
Let's define creep on you though.
Not respecting your personal space. Just stupid innuendo stuff, things like that.
Getting close, hugging and breathing in breathing in the scent of a woman while you're getting that human touch.
The fact that you like called it that in, I feel creeped out. HR.
We don't have an HR department on the Big Party
Show. You
are
so
It's called the Trust
lucky.
Tree. Hey, tell
trust
me.
Trust Tree.
Wylene's HR at Omaha Steaks. And when I asked her one day, I said, hey, you know, maybe I can, you know, if they ever get blown out, I can work at Omaha Steaks or something. And she said, we can we can put you in the warehouse. I'm like, what? Warehouse? And so that's what my new shirt I was going to get. It's going to say Omaha Steaks warehouse material. But I figured I better stop.
She's like, I think it's a bad idea for us both work at the same place.
She did say also that working in an environment, like an office environment, wouldn't be fun for me. She just kind of left it at that. So
yes, I would say that we are both. So recently my friend was asking me about, you know, okay, so office work or what kind of thing. And I think I've found a way of describing it. I am an outdoor cat. Okay.
You refer to it as a cat. Okay.
I'm an outdoor cat. I like to come inside every once in a while, but on my own terms. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I like to come in, maybe have a snuggle or whatever, but I'm not an indoor cat. So if you try to like put a collar on me and make me stay inside, I'm going to chafe against that. I want to be outside. I want to go out. That's how I feel about office work. Like, it's like you want to put like a collar on me. I want to be an alley cat.
Like, geez, what a cat lady.
Ask me about my cat. We got to get those t-shirts made.
Back to creepy. What else would you describe as creepy?
Oh, I mean, definitely somebody breathing on you. Like you were like smelling the person. Like anybody who like takes a sniff of you, you're like, oh my God. Haven't you ever been creeped on by a woman?
No, not that I'm aware of.
You're doing it wrong.
What am I doing wrong? How does a woman creep on a guy?
Same way a guy can creep on a girl. Get in your space. You're like, I don't like you like that. Like if some woman's like being aggressive with you, it's not a solely.
Most guys don't bother with that.
I don't know.
Not into girls. I mean, really, because I mean, most guys will take whatever they can grab. I'm sorry.
Damn.
Sorry, it's a Friday night. It's 11 p.m. Taking what I can get. No, come
on. Luckiest woman in this world right now is Wylene. Luckiest lady in the land.
Hey, real quick, we got to hit the Diddy update, A-list alert.
Yes.
But first, I want to say I went and got that. Remember I said I was going to go get that foot reflexology deal?
Yes. How did that turn out?
Molly, hands down, you need to do this. It is the best massage. And this is nothing against all the other massages and all the different type massages. I had never experienced a massage like that in my life. They started with my head, right? And this massaged your whole head with such strength. It was unbelievable. And then my neck, right? And then it was pressing in on me. And then when they finally get down to your feet, oh, they're just griming their knuckles in there and grabbing your toes. It's like we must have some type of knot or something in your foot that you can get in your back that they know about, because the painful spots like on a toe, it's like they would feel it and rub it. But I felt so great after the fact. And I'm told Wylene, I'm like, I need to do this at least once a month.
Did you feel a notice in like your digestive system? Like, did it feel like all like, of your insides were untangled?
You know, I never thought of that, Molly. I think, you know, because I did use the restroom in number two, to be polite.
That's what I'm curious about. Like, yeah. I would think something like that would definitely be like, you got to go to the bathroom afterwards. Like,
no, later on in that evening and this morning, it was a lot. Wow, I didn't even think about that. How gross is that? It's not gross. It's what we do. Molly, admit it. You poop. Never mind. Don't admit it. I don't imagine you doing that ever.
Can we cut this out of the show? This is disgusting. You are magenta right now.
A broke ass vision.
You have painted yourself into a bathroom corner. Well, no, but I would think that that would be part of it.
Yeah,
that it would get the things moving. You know, like the idea of like all that tension.
Yeah.
And then once you like unfurl that tension, like I would just think there'd be parts of your body that just sort of relax and give freedom.
Yeah. The one thing I don't know, I'll have to look up again what all it does, because there's a whole lot of things it works on when you do your feet.
Okay.
Like kidneys and liver function, all of this stuff you do. And Wylene was sore, and the people that did mine, it was a dude.
Okay.
Right. And I left probably a weird conversation with the sweet Wylene. I just said, when I do this again, I don't want a woman doing this to me. I want a man, because of the fact that he really dug in.
She's like, yeah, that's why.
That's why. What are you trying
Whatever
to say?
Whatever you say, babe, you're like, I want a dude next time for sure to manhandle me.
Yeah, sometimes it feels good to be manhandled, Molly. So yeah, people go do it, all right? And Molly, you need to do it too.
I would love to try it.
You did.
I'll go with you. Fascinated. I mean, that's one of the things that's so great about when you get a pedicure and they start doing the foot massage. You're like, could we just do this for a half an hour?
And here was the price. We did an hour.
Okay. All right.
So first they did the shoulders and like the head. I had no idea they were going to do that. They did that for 15 minutes and then 45 minutes on the feet.
Mm-hmm.
It only cost $45.
I got to go.
Yes. Yes. That's what I said. I was like, $45 for this. And then, I'm like, you'll spend $125 or whatever for a 60-minute freaking massage that you might be happy about at the end. I have a crush on my foot guy.
Bruce! I missed your hands on my feet.
Cam, how are your feet? I know you get here. Do you get your feet done or anything like that? Your feet, do you get them, like, done? No? Okay. No.
Most guys don't.
Yeah, he doesn't get it done.
You're the only guy that I know that gets pedicures. I know guys that get manicures. That's not that odd. But like a pedicure, that is something where it's like, okay.
Mine grow like when they get super, super long, they're like talons.
Why weren't you clipping them before? Why did they get to that point?
Oh, no.
I mean, it's not like you woke up one day and all of a sudden they were talon length. You're like, it happens overnight.
I just
like,
remember
that builds up.
I do remember when we were all out at a Sandals, and I remember walking out to the pool, and you and your husband were sitting out there, and I remember you looking down at my toes. I don't know if you recall this, and they were so bad that you said, "Party, that's insane," because they were so long.
Sounds like something I would do. Yeah.
Anyway, I have no more to the story. Just get your damn toes done,
I was
going to
say,
done,
you're
I
like,
guess.
She just shamed me in public. I'm like, yeah, it's like one of my favorite things to do to you.
Yeah.
The man who can never be shamed or embarrassed, and finding that one moment where you're like, oh my God, what's wrong with your feet? Say it really loud poolside.
God, remember, and then also, someone wanted me to get a tattoo. What they want me to do? Something like a shirt with says I heart Molly. And I didn't have
you got a tattoo, and I thought my husband was going to like.
I did. So what I did was they were doing the fake tattoos at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I knew Peter all that well as much. I did, but I didn't know enough not to get punched. And then I put it on my chest that says I heart Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then when I took off my shirt to get in the pool, Peter was so visibly upset. And he said, "Really, party?" And I, one moment, I'm like, I crossed the line. And I haven't done that.
He was very much like,
yeah,
get my wife's name off your chest. He almost, he didn't go Will Smith, but he was in the moment where it was very much like, this is not okay, dude. This is my wife's name on your chest. You're like, what?
That's stupid, stupid stuff. All right, we got to do the A-list. Diddy, I saw everyone's going to be watching a video of
The way they're doing it in the trial, not everybody. Mm-hmm. They have individual monitors for the jurors that they're not going to let the gallery see.
Because they were like, it'll jurors.
Yes. They're like, it's too triggering for anybody that is
involved
as a survivor. So they're not putting it on blast to the chamber. Because a lot of times, usually they'll just have that big TV and everybody, like they'll dim the lights and everyone watches it. They're not doing that. They're giving like individual monitors to each of them.
I didn't want people to get
turned on. One of the jurors got booted.
Yeah,
so that juror number six really did. And it came down to him being sketchy about where he lived. So he claimed he lived in the Bronx, and that's one of the areas that you can be in and still be on the jury. But then he was talking to one of the guards and was like, yeah, I moved in with my girlfriend in New Jersey. And they're like, you don't live in New York.
So he's kicked out.
So he's kicked out. But so now there's some new guy. He's like some architect from Westchester. I'm sure this guy's like, what?
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on jury duty before?
I've never been selected.
Oh, you have not? That is your civil duty. I've been selected.
No, I mean, I've gone and they haven't picked me.
Okay. I've gone too.
No, I've gone, but I've never been selected.
Yeah. Cause mine was, some type of lawsuit, for a guy who got a penis thing that pumps up.
You're going to have to be a little bit.
No, he was suing to make it erect or whatever. There's like a penis pump.
You're going to have to. For those of us anyway, who don't have penises.
It malfunctioned because I didn't get selected, but that was the case. So he had gotten some type of thing where maybe you push a button and it makes it up. You know, and then you push a button, it goes down. I'm guessing it didn't ever
work. I'm glad you weren't on the jury because you would be the worst. Yeah. Like something about a button and a hard-on. I don't know, it worked or it didn't work or it worked too well.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
I don't know. I was just so blown away that could happen.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this procedure.
Oh, I was horrified. I didn't want to be a part of this thing. I'm like, I don't want to be a part of this. This is way too weird. But anyway, I didn't get selected.
But I do want that guy Bruce to touch my feet for 45 minutes. I draw a line in hearing about a man's failed penile erection. But
I don't know what that's called.
Please.
It's called a penis pump, I think it's what it's called.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, now is that you do. Real?
You'd have to Google that. absolutely, it's real. You can get anything done. I don't think you can get an extension. I think you have to go overseas for that. Yeah,
we've really scraped the bottom today.
It's all right.
I'm curious if there's even a basement left
for
us to explore in the show.
That's where we're doing it right.
Like it's a sub-level. You're like, oh no.
Okay.
Well, to wrap up the Diddy, the prosecution's wrapping up. So they have like a handful of witnesses and then the defense takes over. And the defense is only going to have like a couple witnesses. And I don't think Diddy's going to be one of them. And I don't think
he's not jumping on.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No. All right.
I don't think they want to put him up there and open up that can of baby oil. That is, what are you looking at?
Okay.
It's like going to lunch with your dad, where it's like all of a sudden he like gets confused. You mentioned something.
I'm not confused.
No, you mentioned something. He's like, hold on, I'm going to look that up right now.
Well, I am right now because I'll forget. It's also known as a vacuum erection device. It's inserted into the penis to create a vacuum, which draws blood into the penis, leading to an erection. There you go.
Zero listeners
had it today. Yeah. Cam's even loving this topic.
Cam's like, oh my God.
You know, Gracie, Grace is gone.
Gracie, tell me about your buyout package.
She's already gone.
Grace is like, I am so, here you go. He's like, you really didn't sell this right. These people are crazy.
Exactly.
You're like crazy like foxes.
That's all we have. Wait, I have a couple things that are coming up here. Let's see. First, the Friday, this Friday is the first day of summer, which is awesome, right? Joey Chestnut, he's jumping back into the, they made a deal, so he's jumping into the 4th of July hot dog eating contest, which back I'm sure all the people there are pissed. Could you imagine?
Well, yeah, one guy actually had a chance to win.
Yeah, he's won like 16 times. I think last year's winner ate like 56 hot dogs. That's just nothing compared to how many hot dogs that, how many wieners that guy can swallow.
The theme for today's show, party sexual innuendo.
Oh, come on.
Party's like, what?
That's all I have today. Friday is Freaky Friday, where Molly turns into me and I turn into her. So, yeah, that means I have to go find a giant zit. Yeah, I hope your princess, the pimples, remains there next week.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's fading, but it's just, it's still with us. I feel so self-conscious. Like, I go to the store and I wish I could wear, like, I miss COVID. Like, I was like, God, could I just wear a mask?
Why don't you?
No, I mean, I could.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's hot and I'm afraid of putting a mask on and then that creating an environment that this wants to stick around some more. Like, it's just that moist kind of environment where it's like, yes.
Is it poppable?
No, it's
just a red.
It's just the red. Device. It's like the
Maybe it's an ingrown hair or something.
Well, it is not. Unlike your bikini line.
All right, live show. You can get all of this stuff live at Herdette Sports Bar in La Vista, Saturday, July 12th at 7:30. Get your tickets already. Come on. It comes with a drink. You get a happy hour drinks and everything prices. Like that. Yeah, prices during the event. The doors open up at 6:30. But, yeah, you can get your tickets at Eventbrite.
Where are you today?
Go to our Facebook page and get tickets. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. And yeah, we'll see you on Friday, first day of summer. First day of summer. Woo! It's going to be hot, too.
Hope you get your butter back.
Yeah, I'll get my butter. Oh, wait, I got to hit that V2 for me. I forgot. Hit V2 for me, and then we'll roll. Butter.
Your absence lingers like rain in the air. I look for you. But you know where there. Echoes of laughter fade into night. Memories
that's near the storm. It's gone.
The pale street light.
You wonder how he fills the hours he's not drinking?
That's how I
Here's a pretty good
hours.
Idea.
Give me my stick of butter back. All right, we'll see you guys Friday. Have a good couple of days and do yourself good.
A Herdette Media Production.